Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, September 23rd, 2024, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Golden Matrix Group subsidiary, MeridianBet partners with Integrity Compliance 360 for upcoming Brazilian market entry. Golden Matrix Group Inker has announced a strategic partnership between its subsidiary MeridianBet and Integrity Compliance 360 for the upcoming Brazilian market entry. This partnership aims to uphold integrity standards for sports offerings in Brazil. MeridianBet's Brazilian subsidiary is progressing in the licensing process, positioning itself as one of the few operators offering sports betting and iGaming experiences in the Brazilian market. The partnership with IC360 will ensure ethical and responsible operations. With Brazil expected to become the third largest gaming market globally, Golden Matrix Group is excited about the potential ahead. The collaboration with IC360 will help create a culture of transparency and integrity in the Brazilian sports betting market.
Labcon and Polycarbon partner to advance a circular supply chain for laboratory plastics. Labcon North America, the leading manufacturer of earth-friendly laboratory disposables, has announced a strategic partnership with Polycarbon to advance a circular supply chain for laboratory plastics. This collaboration aims to expand closed-loop recycling solutions and develop a groundbreaking line of low-carbon lab products. By leveraging a plastic circular economy, they are empowering scientific innovators to reduce their environmental footprint and drive sustainability. Labcon, with a history of sustainability dating back to 1994, and Polycarbon are committed to transforming the industry towards greater sustainability with circular solutions. This partnership highlights their dedication to empowering researchers, driving sustainability, and creating a positive impact on the scientific community and the environment.
AvionTech announces the winners of the ULBTEC UTS 100 Olympic raffle promo. AvionTech, a global leader in aviation test equipment and services, has announced the winners of its ULBTEC UTS 100 Olympic raffle promo. The grand prize, the state-of-the-art UTS 100, was awarded to Alejandro Santi from Sansa Aircraft Parts and Services. In addition to the UTS 100, participants received Starbucks gift cards and AvionTech gift cards. AvionTEC CEO Fred Bastani expressed excitement over the level of participation and congratulated all the winners. AvionTEC will be at NBAA 2024 in Las Vegas, showcasing their latest products and services at booth 2221. They look forward to connecting with customers and discussing how their solutions can optimize aviation operations.
Connecting people, powering success in Montreal. ECS opens new branch in Laval, QC. ECS, Canada's largest independent distributor of wire and cable, has opened a new branch in Laval, QC, to better serve customers across Quebec. The branch offers a comprehensive selection of electrical products for various industries, including building, residential, commercial, manufacturing, and more. With faster deliveries, a broader product range, and local service, ECS aims to support customers with high-quality products and tailored solutions. The Laval branch also provides value-added services like cut-to-length programs, tagging, and labeling, increasing efficiency for electrical contractors. With 40 years of experience, ECS continues to be a trusted partner for contractors and businesses in need of specialized electrical solutions.
Scanning documents. When to go in-house versus outsource to a service bureau. When deciding whether to handle document scanning in-house or outsource to a service bureau, businesses must consider factors like control, costs, flexibility, and confidentiality. In-house scanning offers full control, lower long-term costs, flexibility, and enhanced security. However, it requires high upfront investment, expertise, maintenance, and may lack scalability. On the other hand, scanning service bureaus provide expertise, cost efficiency, scalability, and time-saving benefits. But businesses may have less control, face confidentiality risks, incur higher costs, and experience temporary document inaccessibility. Choosing between the two options depends on factors like volume, frequency, budget, and security requirements. Contact Microcom Systems in Seattle at 206-248-3191 for a consultation to determine the best solution for your document scanning needs.
Vancouver Chimney Repair. Repointing for long-lasting structural integrity. Maintaining the structural integrity of a chimney is crucial for home safety. Chimney repointing, repairing mortar joints between bricks, is essential to prevent water damage and structural issues. Signs that a chimney needs repointing include cracks, loose mortar, and water leakage. DIY repointing is risky. Professionals have the tools and expertise for a durable solution. Professional repointing ensures high standards, durability, and safety. Nickel Masonry and Construction offers expert chimney repair and maintenance services in Vancouver and surrounding areas. Contact them today for a consultation.
Higher taxes all around, more tax planning opportunities all around. Canadian taxpayers need to be aware of higher taxes following the 2024 budget. Capital gains earned in a corporation are now taxed at a 66.67% inclusion rate, while gains earned personally are taxed at 50% for the first 250 gale and then 66.67% above that. To avoid the higher rate, individuals can split income with a spouse or sell assets strategically. Seniors should also consider planning to avoid exceeding the 250 gale limit. In terms of corporate tax planning, maximizing RRSP, TFSA, and FHSA contributions can help offset the impact of the new rules. For more personalized tax planning strategies, contact Mew Plus Company Chartered Professional Accountants at 604-688-9198. Immigration lawyers discuss move to reduce number of foreign workers in Canada. The Vancouver immigration lawyers at Sass & Ng recently discussed how Canada is reducing the number of foreign workers in Canada. Minister of Employment, Workforce Development and Official Languages, Randy Boissonnault, is taking steps to limit the hiring of low-wage foreign workers through the Temporary Foreign Worker Program, TFWP. Effective September 26, 2024, new policies will restrict employers from having more than 10% of their workforce as low-wage temporary foreign workers. Work permits for these workers will be limited to 1 year at a time, and LMIAs will not be processed in areas with high unemployment rates. These changes aim to reduce overall immigration levels in Canada and encourage employers to hire from the Canadian labor market. For more information or representation, contact Sass & Ng Immigration Law Center at 1-604-689-5444.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.